This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The city of Carbondale will take a vote on its new budget year coming up. Plus, there are downtown revitalization efforts and other things going on. We thought we'd catch up on what's happening with the city manager and the mayor, Mike Henry. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Morning.
Mayor, the city council will be taking a final look at the budget proposal and taking a vote on that later this month, since the budget year starts in May. Can you tell us, is the process going okay? You know, budgets are tough from the federal down to local governments.
Well, it went really well. We have our combined budgets. We have two different budgets, a general fund and a revenue-generating fund side for where the water fees and things like that go. And we have almost $60 million, or right at $60 million, to deal with. Staff worked really, really hard on this. Council went over it intensively, and we have about a $12,000 surplus out of that almost $60 million. So we got a balanced budget, which, of course, is more than we can say for the state of Illinois.
Sure. I know that one of our reporters talked with Steve Frattini, who's the mayor in Herrin, earlier this month, and he said that they're doing okay with the state budget being the way that it is, but some of the state monies have been in the past slow to come in. How does that affect what's happening in Carbondale? Are you dealing with, motor fuels taxes and the local government distributive fund? Are those all coming in, Gary Williams?
We haven't had those challenges recently. When about 2 years ago, I guess it was just after the governor got in office, there were some delays on receiving some of those revenues, but that was cleared up within a several months. So we've continued to get our gaming revenue, motor fuel tax revenue, LGDF funds. I think for us, the biggest risk going forward is, I know there's some new conversations about LGDF and, you know, potential of maybe, you know, the state taking some of those funds. So that would be pretty devastating to Carbondale. We get about $2 million annually off of that. So we really rely on those revenues. So we hope everything continues as is, but as the mayor alluded to, without having a budget, the state, I don't think anything's certain right now.
Like so many, then, you'll just kind of move along as normal as you can until a full state budget is in place, mm-hmm. whenever that might be. I know that the city's working on a rebranding effort, kind of really making a name for itself and involving the public in that. That kicks off today, am I right?
Yeah, actually we're going to give our consultants a tour of the city and the surrounding area today and let them learn what Carbondale's all about, what Carbondale's history is, where we hope to be in the future. And we're looking at a brand that we can share with Carbondale Library, the high schools. They would still maintain their identities, their logos and everything, but it'd be a brand that would just tie all of Carbondale together.
Does Carbondale have an identity in your mind or a brand already that you're hoping to push forward?
Well, I think we've been known as the home of Southern Illinois University forever, so that's a really key point, but We have some other things, and the consultants really want it. That's why we're giving them the tour to see what we're all about.
What does branding do for a city like Carbondale? What are you hoping that, you know, kind of bringing all that messaging together will do?
Well, the mayor and I were just talking about this earlier. I think the process in itself will excite people because it's going to involve interviewing lots and lots of different people, lots of different groups in the community to really get a lot of historical information. And the consultants want to know what's authentic about Carbondale, and they want the brand to kind of develop holistically and not have any preconceived notions about it. And one of the things that they made real clear to us early on, which was very intriguing, is that we spend a lot of time through public relations and different things getting a message out that we want people to hear, but your brand is what people say about you when you're not listening, right? And so that's why this process is so important. It will develop very naturally, and it should be exciting several months as it develops.
Sure.
And they're also going to do, I thought this was really interesting when we were interviewing them, was they will survey Carbondale citizens as well as the citizens, folks that live outside of Carbondale, to find out, what do you think about Carbondale? How do you regard the city of Carbondale?
It seems like in addition to a brand, then, you might be able to get some ideas on things that you can work on.
Yes, and they will give us the tools to do this survey periodically ourselves in the future. So,
there are people who look at, you know, we talked about budgets earlier in this conversation. They look at something like a branding effort and they say, why are we spending money on something like that? Why is it important in your mind to spend the money on a branding effort?
Well, you know, my overall thing is that we have to help Southern Illinois University with their enrollment. And everything that we are looking at from my viewpoint, our downtown revitalization, our we have the eclipse coming up. We're planning for a lot of folks to be here, and we're planning entertainment and want to make that a good event for folks. The branding, we are looking at everything possible to make Carbondale look good, not just when you set foot in the city, but when you look it up and see it on the internet, and you're sitting and looking for a place to send your young adults to college.
And you can give your input to the city. Give the city manager's office a call. Is there a number that they should direct dial to?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 457-3226, and you can also get on our website, explorecarbondale.com, and there's actually a link. We have a website up right now, and anybody can go in there, provide input on what you think's working and what's not working about Carbondale.
Right, make your voice heard when it comes to the branding and what's happening in the city of Carbondale. Mayor Mike Henry, City Manager Gary Williams, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is WSIU in Focus.